Welcome to the botnet, we love you. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay.
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my ball.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Hi everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Art of Crosswalk Larking. Yeah, so this is a show I did Friday night. I'm actually recording this on Sunday, this intro anyway. But I did this Friday night. G-Ad stopped his show early because he was having technical problems, which you will hear me reference in this show as I have technical problems as well. But I was nice enough to cut out the entire 15 minutes of me having technical problems from the live recording, so you're welcome for that. It was the dumbest thing ever, I just had the wrong cable plugged in. And I have to warn you guys, this isn't the best show ever. I hopefully you guys will enjoy it, but the crosswalk stuff doesn't really work out at all, and the homeowners association stuff, there's a couple good things in there in the second half of the show, so maybe you should just skip halfway through the show right now and try to avoid all the crosswalk stuff, even though it's a little amusing. I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk down about my show. I bet you guys will think this is the best one ever, although I'm not counting on it. I have a couple of announcements for this show, and they're both related to Calls of Mass Confusion. That's the project that me and G-Ad are working on, where he goes into the war zone of a prank call, and he records reactions of people, as I call them. Hopefully you guys know about this already. But Saturday morning, me and G-Ad were on the air. I went ahead and got on the air, and we did these live on the air, even though it's super boring, live on the air. And pretty much nothing worked out that day. Like, we spent over an hour, just he was going from yard sale to yard sale to yard sale. And for whatever reason, they just weren't working out. And finally, at the very end of a kind of a frustrating hour or so, we finally got one to work. The call was funny, and he says the video reaction is really funny. I haven't seen it yet. I still need to download that from the server. Oh, and right in the middle of the good call, the Mixler stream cut off. You know, like the hour was up. I was on my own Mixler stream, and it cut off in the middle of the call. It was the most anticlimactic show ever, much like this one is about to be. Also related to Calls of Mass Confusion, I've uploaded the very first video for Calls of Mass Confusion, just a single video. It's a yard sale prank that we did last month, and it's really funny. I personally think it's awesome. The camera work was pretty good on this one, and there's this old lady at a yard sale. She's sitting in a lawn chair, she's wearing this big floppy hat, and she's yelling at me on her cordless phone, and they get this on camera. It's really fun to watch. And she says some really funny things, too. The whole family does. The whole family's out there just yelling about the whole thing. You know, they're pretty amused by it overall, but they also yell at me on the phone. So everyone should go watch that. There will be a link in the show notes, so definitely go watch that video. And it is on the Calls of Mass Confusion YouTube channel, and you need to make sure that you subscribe to that channel for future videos that we put out. And one last Calls of Mass Confusion thing is this. I posted that video on the Phone Losers of America Facebook, and a guy named Christopher, he was nice enough to offer to mail G-Ad his old GoPro camera. I guess he just doesn't need it anymore, so he's gonna mail it to us, and I give him my address. And that's awesome, because me and G-Ad, we've been looking at cameras, and we want to, you know, put cameras inside of things. Like, he's using Slurpee cups right now with cameras, but they're kind of visible, and I want to make a better camera, enclosed camera inside a cup. I'm thinking like an insulated coffee cup, where the outside has kind of a clear shell so they won't see the camera looking at them, even if it's right in their face. And another plan we have is that there's a certain kind of camera we're going to get that I'm pretty sure I can wire up into a hat that they can wear. Because, you know, he bought all these spy cameras, but they're kind of shitty. They're all from China. And he's got these glasses cameras, which seem to do okay at first, but they seem to be slowly dying. The battery or something, stuff's going wrong with it, and there's not much he can do about it. So we need to use better cameras and just put them in things ourselves. So Christopher got me thinking, if you guys have any old cameras lying around that you don't need, send it to me. It doesn't have to be brand new, but the better resolution, the better. If you have a 720p, that would be awesome. If you have a 1080p, that would be even better. But as long as it's a good camera and it takes a good picture and you don't need it anymore, I mean, please don't go out and spend money on us. But if you do have an old camera that you just want to get rid of, like I had an old flip camera, it did 720p. I had that for years, just lying in a drawer. I finally gave it away to somebody last year, and now I'm kind of regretting that because that would work out really well for what we're doing, I think. Because I'm thinking about taking cameras apart and mounting them inside of things. So if you happen to have a camera and you want to get rid of it, you have no use for it at all, and you don't mind spending $5 or $10 to mail it out to us, my address is Phone Losers of America, P.O. Box 465, Albany, Oregon, 97321. And that would be really nice of you. Maybe we'll get a nice selection of cameras here that we can kind of mount into clothing and hats and cups and stuff. So Jihad will be less likely to get discovered and beaten up. I'm still surprised that hasn't happened, but it hasn't. Oh, and I'm talking about video cameras, by the way, not just digital still image cameras. It has to be video. I probably don't have to point that out, but just in case. Video cameras. And I'm talking about portable ones, not like bulky, like a handy cam, or, you know, something that takes a disc or a tape. That definitely won't work. I hate to be so picky when I'm asking you to send me cameras, but, you know, they have to be semi-portable, you know, cell phone-shaped, probably. And thanks in advance for that, you guys, if any of you do that, that's really nice of you. Let's get on to the show, though. If you think the show sucks, just keep in mind that it was originally twice as long as you're about to hear, so be happy that half of it is not there anymore. You know, I took out all the ringing and the ones that didn't pick up, so here it is, here's the live show. I think you all know why I'm here. We need to do crosswalk calls together, and I'm going to be, you know, just stealing ideas from the chat room. It's going to be just like the last show I did, which I did alone, but this time I'll be stealing things from the chat room. But first, before we start, I have something crazy to show you guys. Several people have sent me a link to this. Well, two people have sent me a link. One was Cousin Beogrel, and one was some other guy that I don't know. But my last show made the newspaper in the town that I was calling. I'm sure you can find it easily enough, but I'm not going to say which. I don't know. You guys will figure it out. It doesn't matter. But there is a newspaper article, and it's titled, "Reports of Harassing Calls Cause Scrutiny of Meeting Sign-In." So I'm making things better. I'm making them reevaluate their public record sign-in policies or whatever. But all right, here goes the article. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read the entire article before I get started tonight. The article says, "A string of harassing phone calls has prompted city officials to reconsider what kind of resident information is made public record. When dozens of residents picked up phone calls from what appeared to be engineering surveys and services on Tuesday evening, it was not an engineer with the firm they spoke to, but an unidentified man apparently calling to harass them. There was not dozens of residents. It was at the very most, maybe it was dozens, I don't know. I was thinking more like less than two dozen. Those who received the calls Tuesday, had their names on a sign-in list from public information meeting about a College Avenue pedestrian project 2 years ago, a document that is readily available on the city's website." Wow, that was paragraph one. This is going to take forever. But I like this article because it quotes my jokes, which I'm very proud of. I mean, it does such a good job of quoting my jokes. So here's the rest of the article. "You lost, and we won." This is a quote. And don't forget that we said na 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 na." The male caller reportedly told Pat Fowler, the man who claimed to be in the calls to be working with either the engineering firm. I'm having a hard time reading words tonight. I'm sorry. "City of University of Missouri called and mocked at least 16 residents Tuesday." Oh, okay. So now it's not two dozen. It's 16. That's not over two dozen. Wait, what did they say earlier? Dozens. They said dozens, plural, dozens. But then in the second paragraph, it turns into 16. 16 residents Tuesday evening over their concerns about a College Avenue safety barrier project, which was approved by the city council in 2014. Fowler said she received a phone call at about 5 p.m., during which a man who identified himself as an engineer and city staff member named Roy harassed her. Fowler said the man wanted to talk about College Avenue safety barrier project, which engineering surveys and services worked on. The project is scheduled to be completed this month. What? I thought it was completed. Fowler said she opposed the project over traffic concerns that the man childishly, that's in quotes, Olga, made fun of her for speaking out against the project at an interested parties meeting in 2013. Fowler said he also mocked her for talking on her phone while driving her car. So in the article, she admits to committing a crime. Assuming it's a crime in Missouri to talk on your cell phone while you drive without a headset. She's full of shit. That wasn't a headset. So we're going to be calling these people again. And I don't know how it's going to go because apparently they all know what's going on. Maybe the city has called and warned them all to be on the lookout for me. I don't know. Others who received calls Tuesday evening reported similarly strange conversations. Barbara, who is the city's sustainability manager, said in a Facebook post, oh, holy shit, I want to see her Facebook post. I didn't even notice that earlier. All right, forget it. I'm not going to do this. There's like too many of those people. She said in a Facebook post she received a call sometime after 5 p.m. and that a man claimed to have video footage of her stealing a pin from the 2013 meeting. She also said that the call came to her cell phone, which she wrote on the sign-in sheet at the meeting. Each individual who reported harassing phone calls to the Tribune listed a phone number on the sign-in sheet. The public works spokesman said that the city has nothing to do with the phone calls. He said that the department had received complaints about harassing calls and had discussed the issue with the legal department. He said the city is looking at several options to either protect or not collect information residents that may not want to be public. An engineering... Oh, fuck that paragraph. That's a stupid paragraph. Hold on. Let me go to the next paragraph. The illegal practice of making phone calls with a misappropriated caller ID is called spoofing. Is that really illegal? I don't even know. Several residents who received harassing calls filed reports with the police department about the incident. Resident Rick something, who filed a police report, said he received a call between 3:30 and 5 p.m. Tuesday. What, he can't check his caller ID and see the exact time? Which the male caller said if any graffiti appeared on the pedestrian barrier, he would know it came from him because he expressed concerns about graffiti on the barrier. If it were just me, it'd be one thing, but this guy, who either has way too much time on his hands, guilty, or it could be someone with a legitimate problem who plans to hurt people. That's not quoted. Okay, this guy, okay, the part in quotes, could be someone with a legitimate problem. End quote. Who plans to hurt people? That's the newspaper's own edition. Resident Michael blah blah said he received a phone call from a man who said he was angry with him for opposing the project. He said that the man threatened to destroy my house and cause me bodily harm because he was so angry with me. Yeah, that sounds like something I would say. So I hope the police find my podcast. And they see that this guy is lying because they'll listen and they'll know I don't break the rules. The rules that are located at phonelosers.org/rules. I don't threaten bodily harm and I don't threaten to destroy people's houses. That guy is a liar. And I think that's the guy that thought I was funny. I think that's the guy that was laughing through the whole thing because he thought I was really funny. But he decided to file a report and say that I was making physical threats against him. That's the article. Glory wants me to read the comments in the article. All right. The comments aren't that interesting. Someone says, this is truly creepy. Makes you wonder who else has had access to all these cell phone numbers. Everyone. Everyone. It's public record. Everyone has access to these cell phone numbers. I don't want to read the comments. I've been doing this long enough. I've been on the air for 13 minutes now and I haven't made any calls. Fuck the comments. I'm going to start making phone calls. So I'll tell you guys what this is about. This is a crosswalk project that some residents in the city, it's a city where a university is located, they were opposed to the crosswalk project for some reason or another. I don't know why. It's a crosswalk that involved a traffic light, which I know is expensive, and some kind of concrete barriers to keep drunk students from walking into traffic, which is stupid. I mean, So, I mean, let them die if they're going to walk into traffic. They deserve it. Ever hear of Darwin? So, what we're going to do tonight for the next hour or so, you know, just to finish off G-Ad's show, I'm going to call the rest of this PDF file. It's a public PDF file. I think someone named Katie sent this to me. So thank you, Katie, for sending me this PDF link. It still exists on the website, even though they know that some psychopath, me, is calling everyone from it. So I'm going to call people from this PDF file. The first one is Joyce. And Joyce says, this is very important. It's an issue. I'm opposed to any something something. I can't read it. It's cursive writing, and it's I don't know. To deter left-hand turns, I've lived in the same house for 47 years. To get home, I left turn at Wilson. Why should we be inconvenienced because of these college students? Do not cross at crossings already in existence. Oh yeah, they're probably crossing in the middle of the street instead of on the corner. Fucking college students. It goes on and on. It's cursive writing. You know, people don't know how to read cursive writing in 2015. So I'm going to call this lady. Her name is Joyce. I welcome suggestions from the chat room. I haven't read really the chat room yet. So tell her you're going to build a street pole on her lawn. Okay. Thanks, Andrew.
Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Joyce, hello. Can you hear me? Joyce. Joyce. Hello, Joyce. Earth to Joyce. Come in, Joyce. Turn the phone the opposite way on your ear. Oh, she hung up. What the fuck was that? All right, let me try again. Oh, now it's busy because she's star 570ing me or star 32ing me or whatever it is.
Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Joyce, can you hear
me?
Joyce, can you hear me? What the hell? Okay. Is my phone not working? Here, let me call our favorite Domino's and test my microphone. I'm having issues just like G-Ed was.
Hello.
Hello, Joyce?
Yes.
Hey, it's Brad from the City of Columbia.
Brad?
Yeah, from the City of Columbia. You know, you were at the open house about that crosswalk project thing. Remember?
Yeah, I read about you calling in the...
Ah, I knew it. I knew everyone would know I did that. Okay, what did you read? Fuck! Okay, she just said she read about me. So apparently I'm too famous in Colombia to be making these kind of calls. This is just... this isn't going to work out tonight, you guys. All right, let's look at the next one. Rachel. Rachel, she submitted a comment form. And she says... Rachel says... Tunnel under Rollins in college. What? Tunnel? Trees interspersed, I think, with the barrier. Incorporated into the barrier. Update with Google GPS. Doesn't route people correctly. What the fuck kind of complaint is this? I'm confused. So I think the city or the college or someone has called and warned all these people that I may be calling in. So I think I'm just fucked. Everything's going wrong tonight for me and for G-Ad, but let's see what happens on this next one. At least the phone's working this time.
This is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. This is Brad from the City of Columbia.
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling about that crosswalk project that we're working on. You went to the open house for that and submitted a complaint. You know? Were you sleeping? It sounds like you were sleeping or something.
Yeah, I'm not entirely awake. I'm trying to remember.
That's all right.
But this was regarding...
Yeah, you were saying you needed a chain link fence across the road. Across the road for the crosswalk. Remember you said you needed...
What location is this?
It's the one on College Avenue. It was the College Avenue Safety Enhancement Project.
Yeah, and they're building it, and no, I don't want a chain link fence. They're putting in a stone wall. Is this, you're with the city?
Yeah, but you wrote on this comment form that you want a chain link fence.
No, that's not correct.
That's what you wrote.
Sorry.
Were you high when you wrote? Were you high when you filled out this comment form?
What department are you with?
I'm with the City Planning Project Commission.
What's your name?
Brad. It's still Brad. I told you that at the beginning of the call. It hasn't changed.
What's your last name?
Still Brad. Why should I give you my last name? I'm just trying to get some information from you.
If you're with the City of Columbia, you should be able to give me your name and your department.
I did. I gave you the department and my name, you retard. All right, she hung up. Seriously, she wrote, please provide any other comments you have about the case project. And it says, we need a chain link fence. And then in parentheses, it says, just kidding. Like she wants people to take her seriously about whatever this is she's talking about with Google and GPS. But then she makes a joke. She turns the whole thing into a joke. I think I'm going to have to give up on this, you guys. Seriously, it's too late. I should be calling these people in the daytime anyway. The next guy is John. Let's give it a couple more try. John says, you lost all credibility with the horrible, ugly, and poorly designed forest of sticks on Ash and Windsor streets on College. Let's not have any poorly designed something on College between University and New Orleans. This is a solution in search of a problem, which will cause more unintended problems. Well, that's good, because it's in search of a problem. It should cause problems. And I don't know what to say. What do you guys, what do I say, you guys? I've been too busy to read the chat room because I've been stupid and plugging the wrong things in. Sticking the wrong things in the wrong holes. I hate when I do that.
Hello?
Hello, is John available?
He's asleep.
Oh, well, wake him up. It's Roy from the City of Columbia. Wake him up.
Can I say what this is about?
It's about the crosswalk, the College Avenue Safety Enhancement Project. It's very important.
It's the middle of the night.
It's not the middle of the night. It's currently, 11? It's 12 o'clock. That's not the middle of the night. That's the beginning of the night.
Who can I say is calling?
This is Roy, still. I already told you that. Roy from the City of Columbia.
I don't think he's going to be talking to you right now. Can I take a message?
Well, what are you, his fucking secretary?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm his wife and we're done.
You should be sorry. I appreciate the apology. All right, that didn't work. Next is Bill. Bill doesn't have a phone number. Damn it. Next is Mark. Mark, spelled like really girly or something. I appreciate the opportunity to express our views regarding this project. Crosswalks would be a great improvement against vertical barrier, but if it becomes part of the plan, black iron fence over blah blah will have a grave impact on campus concrete. Why not try crosswalks first with enforcement? If we're going to have to live with a vertical barrier, it needs to be aesthetically. I think he means aesthetically, but he spells it with an E. Designed black wrought iron. Is that what he's... that's spelled wrong, too. Stamped concrete. I don't know. Just a bunch of words.
Leave us a message. We'll get back
to
you.
Fuck!
Thanks.
Straight to voicemail. All right, next. I think I need to just do a homeowners association list instead. Deb. Let's call Deb. I'm not even going to read Deb's comment. I'm sure it's negative, whatever it is. They're all negative.
Hello, this is Debbie.
Hello, Deb. Debbie?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the City of Columbia. I'm calling about the crosswalk safety enhancement project on College Avenue. You know the Crosswalk Safety Enhancement Avenue Project Enhancement Project?
Yes, I do.
All right.
And I also don't appreciate you calling me to Saturday night.
Well, we tried to
and
call...
And I don't know who...
We tried to call earlier and you wouldn't answer. So that's why we're calling now.
You are not with the city. You are not with the university.
Why do you say that?
because you have been harassing everybody on East Campus.
That's not true. That was somebody else. I'm calling to warn you about the guy that's harassing people.
And you call me at midnight?
That's the time that this guy would be harassing people, so that's why I'm calling you now, stupid.
And you're calling me stupid?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to help.
Why are you harassing everybody?
What
is this to you?
Well, no, I'm calling to warn you about the guy who's harassing.
No, you're not.
I am too.
Why are you harassing everybody? What are you getting out of this?
I'm not harassing anyone. I'm calling to let you know.
You are harassing everyone.
What are you talking about, Deb?
I do not want you calling my number again.
Okay, I won't call it again, I promise.
Okay, yeah, and don't call anybody on East Campus. The police have been notified. You need to quit harassing us.
No, it's okay.
What are you getting out of this?
The police are motherfuckers.
Tell me that.
The police are motherfuckers, so it's all right. It's fine.
And what is this language of yours?
It's foul language.
What are you getting out of this?
The lulls. It's the lulls, ma'am. It's just the lulls, that's all.
You really need some help.
I know. But, you know, I tried a psychiatrist, and that didn't help. And I can't afford the meds.
Why
to keep
are
myself
you
stable.
Harassing us?
Who am I harassing? Like, who have I harassed? What are you talking about?
You do not work for this, anything to do with this out here.
I work for the city of Columbia, and I'm not harassing anybody.
You're full of shit.
Oh, what's with the language, ma'am? What's this language you're doing?
Hey, you've already said it.
Oh, that doesn't give you the right to say it.
You are so full of crap. Why are you calling me?
If I jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
Why are you calling me?
Well, I was trying to tell you, and you just kept yelling at me, so...
No, you're calling people at midnight. What is your problem?
It's not midnight. It's 11:54. You're exaggerating.
Excuse me.
You're excused. I accept your apology.
Yeah, I'm going to get the police on this again, because this is ridiculous.
Again? What do you mean? I didn't call you before, did I? What are you talking about again?
Yes, you've called me. You called my husband.
Oh, well, that's not you. Are you the same person as your husband?
Everybody on East Campus. Need to stop this.
You and your husband are different people. You need to...
Stop this.
Be an independent woman that don't need...
Stop it!
That don't
now!
Need, that don't need no man. Whoa. All right, you guys, everyone in this list has been warned. So what can I do? I can't call any more of these people. This list is over. It's done with, even though that was pretty fun just now. Yep. So I'm going to either end the show or I'm going to look through my list here and possibly find something else for us to do tonight for the next, I don't know, 30 minutes or so. I think that's all I have left in me.
Hey, Brad, wow. I've been meaning to leave a voicemail. I'm a long-time listener.
First
time
call?
Just want to let you know, it was funny. The other day, when I was at work, I always listen to the show when I'm at work, and I was listening to the Radio Shack episode, and I started laughing so hard, I think my boss heard me. I may or may not be getting fired. Just kidding. Love the show.
I hope you do. I hope you get fired. Wasting company time like that. Nah, I'm glad you're enjoying it. By the way, you guys, I bet you thought I wasn't going to do voicemails in this show because the show's so bad. But no, I'm not going to deprive you of that. I'm just going to play a couple voicemails here, and then we'll get back to the show.
Hey, Brad, it's Tycoon. Hey, I think I got the answer to all your problems.
Yay.
See, once a month we should have the voicemail show. You know, it's just a full hour of voicemails.
Yay.
Then you can have like 5 or 10 people sponsored at once. Like, that kind of fixes everything. And I know the only reason I watch the show is for the voicemails, so yeah.
Don't we
all? Go for it.
That's a great idea.
Okay? Okay, hope I can help. Love you. Bye.
Oh, you just reminded me I didn't even do a sponsor for this show. God, I suck. You know, on the intro, I forgot to say there was a sponsor of the show. Stupid me. Now I'm even one more sponsor behind. It's been so long for those old sponsors, though. I think they don't even remember anymore. I can probably just delete them all. They're not going to notice.
Hi, Brad. You're awesome. This is me and my buddy. We're prank calling people right now.
Thanks.
We prank called a hotel in or whatever, and we told them that we have seven people, and we asked if we could bring a gun in, and they're like, oh, yeah, why not? And I said, well, that's okay. It never went off except for that one incident. And then we also told them that we need seven people and that Jose and Juan can sleep in the parking lot because there can only be five people in a room. That's it. Bye.
I know I never go to a hotel without a gun. That's probably a normal request. Lots of people go to hotels with guns. It's crazy not to. I know I said I was just going to do a couple more, but what the hell? I'm doing one more. These are all really short.
Hey, Roy. It's Adam calling from 103 The Gerbils corporate office.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody brought this up, but a way to make two pranks in one. Instead of, you know, saying you're Roy Gerbil whenever people ask, you know, who you are, call the place who you're planning to be from and find out an employee's name there and say you're them. And
okay.
Everything goes back on them. I think that would be hilarious.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, but that's all. Cactus, cactus.
Like with Frank D'Amato, I was pretending to be him, I think. The problem with that, though, is that that adds another small legal issue to these prank calls, and that would be identity theft. And I've never heard of a prank caller getting charged with identity theft, but I've seen articles on other things that are sort of similar. Not pranks, but people have gotten charged for identity theft for impersonating people over the phone. You know, when you impersonate a real person. If I say I'm a fake person, it's not identity theft. It's just me making up a silly name. And also, it makes it so that one person doesn't feel victimized, which is good, because less chance of that causing problems for me. I don't know, I think about this too much. Before we get started on the show again, on the live portion of the show, where I give up on crosswalk complainers and I move on to homeowners association people, I'm going to read you a few comments from that newspaper article site, because even though I didn't give it out, some people figured out where it was from the other night when I was talking about it. And the first few comments, they're all, you know, legit comments from people. But then the last three on the list, his name is Freddie. He says, the caller sounds like a retarded boy. Someone should punch his head off. I just saw this morning. I think it's pretty hilarious. And a guy named Matt says he should be ashamed of himself. He's probably the type of person who calls people at 12 o'clock in the funky midnight and poisons people's lawns. And then a guy named Frank D'Amato says maybe you should get a tracer on the line. I sell tracers. And I wasn't even going to post a link to this article because it's probably a horrible idea. But what the hell, I'm going to do it anyway. If you want to look in the show notes, you will see a link to the newspaper article which mentions the crosswalk pranks and has these comments. And I'm not encouraging you to leave your own comments, but it's not like I can stop you. So look in the show notes for that. And whoever made those comments, thank you for making me laugh this morning. And by the way, Missouri Police Department, when you hear this, don't forget that that one guy completely lied to you, said I was going to destroy his house and cause him bodily harm. Make sure you go and arrest that man immediately. He's a liar. All right, back to the live show. Oh, wait, I should tell you to support the show. Patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Support the show. Pay a monthly fee. It's like paying your Sunday tithes in church, except it's much, much less. I'm not expecting 10% of your income. Just a dollar here and there. Maybe five. It's a much better deal than church. If you do currently go to church, you should stop going to church. Stop giving them your money and give it to me instead. Give me a fraction of your money. What a great sales pitch. Okay, all right, back to the show. Here goes. Okay, I'm back, and it looks like we're going to do some homeowners association calls tonight. Not for very long, but for a little while. These were sent by somebody who has sent me things before. Hold on, I have to go back to the email. The person that submitted these is, his name is Nick, and he says this is a homeowners directory. No, I can't say all that stuff. And he has ideas. He wants me to do neighborhood inspection drone, saw you walk around naked in your house, which is against homeowners association regulations. Didn't I do that with those one people? Their kids were seen ding-dong ditching, which results in a $100 fine. Anyway, okay, let me just call the first one on the list. Let me start with the A's. We're going to call the Arthurs.
Hello, you have reached the Arthurs. Please leave a message.
All right, next person on the list is John. All right, you guys, listen to this. I've already called a couple of these numbers from the very first part of this list. I'm going to click on an MP3 file that I made the other night when we called some of these. I think you guys might enjoy it. Well, wait, no. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to call the actual number, and maybe it'll just play by itself. Okay, forget I said any of that stuff.
You guys will love these people's answering machine message if they don't pick up, though. Get ready for it. Here it comes.
John and Krista.
Sorry, we missed you.
Can't come to the phone.
Please leave message or tone.
Wasn't that brilliant, you guys? Most amazing answering machine message ever.
All right, moving on to the bees. Oh, they're the cutest couple ever. All right, here we go. Next one.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Erlobably?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
All right. What's with your attitude?
Okay, go ahead.
I just needed to talk to you about the air conditioning unit that you have in the front of your house.
Air conditioning unit in the front of the house. Weather conditioning unit.
Are you being a smartass?
You okay?
The one in your front window. It makes the entire neighborhood look like a bunch of hobos, and you need to have that removed, or we're going to charge you $100 a day until it's gone.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave? Dave what?
Dave who?
Man, I just got from work, and I'm tired. I don't need to this shit.
Okay, well, we don't need the air conditioning unit sticking out the front of your house like this is a trailer park or something.
Okay.
So you need to have that removed immediately?
Oh, sure. I'm going to do it right now, sir.
If you want to have one in the back of the house, that's all right, but not in the front of the house.
Okay.
Okay. And also, what's with these purple flowers that you guys have?
Purple flowers?
Yeah, blue, whatever.
Okay. What's with that now?
Well, they look ridiculous. Do you see anyone else in the street with purple flowers?
You got a fucking problem?
Yeah, with your flowers.
Okay.
And if you're going to yell at me, it's going to be a $50 fine.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Bernardi.
Yeah, what's this?
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association. And we tried to call you earlier and you weren't answering, so I'm sorry to call so late.
Okay.
I just needed to let you know that the trash bins, they have to face the street on trash day. And yours were a few degrees off. And as you know, incorrect orientation results in a $35 fine.
Really?
Yep. They're supposed to face northeast, and yours were facing northeast-west.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay, who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep, and I'm calling to warn you. We don't want to send you a fine yet, but I'm just letting you know. You know, maybe be more careful on trash day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound like you believe me for some reason.
At 12:30 at night, not really.
Well, we tried to call earlier and you weren't picking up. It's like you're avoiding us. Like you see our number on caller ID and you just don't pick up. So this is our last resort. Like how else are we supposed to contact you?
I guess, yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, so I win. You're stupid.
Oh, who are you?
I'm with the Homeowners Association. This is Roy.
And what's the problem?
I already told you the problem. Your trash bins are supposed to face northwest, and you had them facing northwest-east.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a $35 fine. And we're not going to fine you this time. I'm just calling to be nice and let you know so you don't get fined.
Yeah. Sure.
Because we're not in this for the money. We're just trying to make the neighborhood nicer.
Yep. That's fine.
Okay. All right. That was an idea by Nick that submitted this. He said the trash bins must face the street on trash day. He sure woke up when I called him stupid.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Blaine?
Yeah.
This is David from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know that we've seen you guys in your window being naked.
What?
And that's a $69 fine from the Homeowners Association, if we see that. And we're not going to fine you this time. It's all right. But we just need you to stop that and maybe shut your curtains.
I don't know what you're talking about.
you know, just naked people in your windows. We have enforcers that go around the neighborhood and just make sure everyone's following the rules from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And they're saying that somebody was in there masturbating inside your living room.
No, I was in the front room.
Well, it was like, no, not just now. I'm just saying within the past week. And they're saying, like, through the crack in the curtain, like, you didn't have the curtains closed all the way, so they could kind of see in the living room, and there was somebody in there masturbating.
Usually I do it with the curtains open.
That's against the rules. That's a $69 fine.
Do you take checks?
Well, no, we're not going to charge you this time. Everything's fine. I'm just calling. This is a courtesy call, just to let you know that if we see it again, we're going to have to charge you.
Okay.
So if you could just please cut that out.
Yeah, sure.
You filthy motherfucker.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice night.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy your masturbating.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
You know, there could be kids looking in the windows.
Who the hell is this?
And that would make you a sex offender.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. If there's kids looking in the window and you're exposing yourself to them, that's disgusting. You're a pervert.
Look, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You just admitted it.
No, I didn't admit to anything.
You did too. You said you usually do it in the bedroom or something like that.
Yeah.
I have it on recording.
Okay, whatever.
I have an answering machine hooked up to my line. It records everything.
At 1 a.m. You can record whatever you want.
It's not even 1 a.m.
1:16.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Yeah.
All right, well, have a nice night.
Yeah, stay home, play with yourself.
You don't pervert. Oh, I don't do that. That's you. That's your household.
Yeah, okay. Nice try.
Fucking pervert. Yeah, nice try. Whatever. We have pictures. We have it all on record. Our drones recorded everything.
Your drones?
That's right.
Okay. Whatever. Fuck off.
Go back to sleep.
Okay.
All right. That was dumb. Okay, I've used all of Nick's ideas. Well, actually, I haven't used all of them. He wants me to tell people their grass is a sixth of an inch too tall.
Hello?
Hello, Tim?
Yes?
Hello, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I just needed to let you know that there's a small problem.
What's that?
Well, your roof needs to be replaced. It's a request by the Illuminati. They say it's too triangular.
Hello, who is this?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. And yeah, we've had several complaints by the Illuminati, and they say that your roof is triangular and it needs to be replaced. It needs to be changed.
You call me at 1:19 in the morning?
Yes, thank you for that. prankcallnation.com/clock. But yeah, we definitely need to replace that. Like ASAP. Or else we're going to have to start fining you. It's going to be $35 a day until you have that roof replaced.
I think you're calling the wrong number.
Well, is this Tim?
Yes.
On Meadowbrook?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not calling the wrong number. I'm not stupid, okay? Now, you have to replace your roof because it's too triangular. The Illuminati has been up our ass about this for months now. And
who are Illuminati?
The Illuminati. You know, the triangle people with the eye in the middle of the triangle? And you can't do that. You can't imitate. It's a copyright infringement problem. Why'd you push a touch tone? Why'd you push another touch tone? Are you tracing the call? Sir? Tim, hello? The Illuminati is not going to stand for this, Tim. Do you want a $35 a day fine for your roof? For your triangle roof? Hello, Tim? Hello? All right, whatever, I'm hanging up. $35 a day fine. If that's what you want instead of a phone call, whatever, I don't care. All right, I hung up on him. thank you, Gilmore, for that idea. That didn't work out. He just hung up on me. So it's Gilmore's fault. Thanks a lot, Gilmore.
Hello?
Hello, Anthony?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that there are currently no infractions happening on your property that we know about. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Yep, everything's good. Everything's looking good. So thank you very much for being a good homeowner.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, and have a good night. Sleep well.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Sweet dreams. Honey. Baby. That was Olga's idea. Olga's idea sucked. Let me... I'll try Olga's idea one more time. God damn it, Olga. What was that?
Hello?
Hello, Jenny?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you answered. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
I just needed to let you know that everything's fine.
Okay.
And you're not currently violating any of the Homeowners Association rules. Everything looks A-OK on your property.
Okay.
Yep. Everything's fine.
You're calling me for this at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we're going to be calling approximately every hour or two as we, if we have time anyway. And just let you know that everything's fine, just to give you peace of mind that everything's okay. And that you're not violating, there's no infractions.
Okay, you're going to be calling me every hour?
Yes, starting now.
Okay.
Just to let you know that everything's okay and that there's no problems. You're not violating any rules.
Wonderful. Goodbye.
So just once an hour, it's all. I don't think Jenny liked that. All right, let's try the next one. It was better this time, Olga. It didn't suck as much. It still sucked, but not as much. Oh, this lady's name is Beth Cooper. Remember that movie, you guys? Remember? It was so popular. I love you, Beth Cooper. A cinematic masterpiece. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Beth Cooper?
Yes.
I love you. This is John from the Homeowners Association.
Hello?
I just needed to let you know that everything's fine. You don't have to worry about anything. You're not currently violating any homeowner association rules, as far as we can tell.
Okay.
You live on Elizabeth, right?
No.
What? Yeah, you do. Did you move or something? All right, I guess Beth Cooper and her husband moved.
Hello?
Hi, Sheila?
Yeah.
This is David from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know, this is an emergency alert from the Homeowners Association, that the car in your driveway is parked backwards.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be parked the other way. You're parked the wrong way.
Thank you.
Do you want a $35 a day fine?
Okay.
No, it's a question. It's not an okay. Do you want a $35 a day fine? Hello, Sheila? All right. That was half of Gloria's idea, but not quite.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Mr. Delpup?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And were you aware that you had some new neighbors two houses down?
No.
The Mexican people?
No.
Well, why didn't you introduce yourself to the Mexican people? Are you racist?
You know what time it is? You can call during the day.
No, listen, that's a finable offense. All right, she just admitted that she's a racist. Thanks for that idea, Simplex. I obviously struck a nerve with her.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Zubabar?
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Dizbar?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
And why are you calling right now?
Because we keep getting complaints that somebody in your house is snoring too loud.
Stupid.
She called me stupid and just hung up. All right, I think I need to move on to the E's. There's only two E's, so I'm going to call the E's. Because I can't just end a show where someone calls me stupid, because it's like I lost. I lost the show.
Hello?
Hello, Donald?
Yes.
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And we've gotten several complaints over the past few weeks, including tonight, that someone in your house is snoring too loud. And we just need to ask you to kind of keep it down there.
All right.
So do you think you can do that?
Sure.
Can you maybe shut the windows if you're going to snore really loud?
Yeah, is this the best thing you have to do tonight at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, this is my job, sir. And we just have to make everyone in the neighborhood happy. And you're snoring too loud. You're keeping people awake.
All right.
Have you ever seen those things on infomercials that go on your nose and they keep you from snoring? Sir, hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello, George?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
And we've gotten some reports that you were sleepwalking around the neighborhood.
What?
We've gotten several reports now, complaints from the other neighbors, that you were sleepwalking around the neighborhood. And we're going to...
I was in bed asleep. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, you think you were in bed asleep, but you were actually sleepwalking around the neighborhood.
What kind of a joke is that?
It's not a joke at all. Why do you think it's a joke? I'm just trying to do my job. I'm just trying to let you know that we have reports that you were sleepwalking around the neighborhood.
I have not been sleepwalking around the neighborhood.
How do you know if you were asleep? You just told me you were asleep.
I'm standing here with my wife wondering what in the heck you're doing calling at this time of the night.
Is your wife a heavy sleeper? Maybe she didn't even notice you go out. He hung up. These people are like no-nonsense people. I haven't gotten one single person to be pissed off, except that lady that called me stupid. Ugh. So I think that's as good a reason as any. I mean, I've gone on way longer than I planned to. I was going to quit at the C's. I've done all of the D's. All of the D's. There's like 10 of them. I've done 2 of the E's. The E's are finished. So I think it's time to just quit. Show's over, you guys.
Bell control to lineman Bob. Bell control to lineman Bob. Check your tool belt now and put your bell hat on. Bell control to lineman Bob. Found my truck keys, engine on. Get your work orders and please don't take too long. Control to lineman Bob, you've really screwed up good. The technician wants to know the cable and pads. Now it's time to leave your bell truck if you dare. This is lineman Bob to bell control. I'm climbing up a pole, and there's spray paint on this box that says PLA, and these wires look oddly different today, for here am I standing on a foam pole, far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
We're sorry, the number you are trying to reach is not checked or troubled.
We're sorry, due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Please try your call again later.
You try your call again later.
Though I've fixed 100,000 lines, I'm getting really bored, and I think my conscience knows which way to go. Who's this guy that's on my phone saying yo 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 yo? Bell control to lineman Bob, our switch is dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear? Am I standing on my phone pole? Far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
Hang up the fucking piece of phone, you piece of shit.
You hang up your piece of phone first.